Catholic League, Joe Biden's gender obsession is beyond creepy. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on October 25, 2022. Catholic League President Bill Donahue said Monday that President Joe Biden's full-bore backing of the transgender cause even for little children is beyond creepy. "I feel very, very strongly that you should have every single solitary right, including use of your gender identity bathrooms in public," Mr. Biden told transgender TikTok star Dylan Mulvaney during an interview in the White House Sunday. "It isn't hard to believe that Biden endorses the right of confused boys to shower with girls," Dr. Donahue notes in Monday's essay, given that Biden himself used to shower with his daughter Ashley. At least according to her account, a practice she said was probably not appropriate. "Any man who would shower with his daughter, when she is old enough to remember it, is a creep," Donahue asserts, and when added to his support for sex change operations for little kids, becomes beyond creepy. Donahue underscored Biden's odd decision to sit down with a transgender activist for a lengthy interview with the midterm elections just a few weeks away, especially since the president's position on gender issues is far more radical than that of most Americans. Asked, for instance, by Mulvaney whether states should have a right to ban gender-affirming health care, Biden replied, "I don't think any state or anybody should have the right to do that. As a moral question and as a legal question, I just think it's wrong." Donahue notes that the president is on record as backing sex transitioning operations and puberty blockers for children as young as 8 years old, which should give parents pause. Mulvaney told Biden that Sunday was his 221st day of publicly transitioning, to which the president replied, "God love you." God undoubtedly does love Dylan Mulvaney. But for the U.S. president to grant him a major public platform to preach his fringe beliefs is another matter altogether. "Mulvaney is, after all, a disturbed young man who thinks he is a woman," Donahue writes, "who first came out as gay, then queer, then non-binary. This is the person Mr. Biden has chosen to showcase, which is itself beyond creepy." Follow at Williams Rome.